A lot of, browsers and search engines will take not only ASCII as a domain name, but you can actually, or like IP addresses, you can actually re-encode them in URL encode and get those to work, or you can get hex to work. I've seen octal work and everything like that. So those are actually good filter passing mechanisms. Question was using hidden iframes. Yeah, hidden iframes. You can use hidden layers and do it that way. Lots of ways. So yeah, again, don't allow people inputting layers on your page. Bad news. Anyways, oh, yeah. The p tag, I don't have like the perfect syntax memorized to type it out for you. However, there's a, I guess in VBScript, there's a left colon expression. You can search for that under the p tag. I think Georgi Ganinsky on his site has it posted, but it's a VBScript expression that will execute. Also, style has one similar like that. On a style tag, you have a type equals, and you can put JavaScript and stuff in between it, in between the beginning and style tags. And once again, JavaScript's into the system. JavaScript's like pretty much a cockroach. You have to exterminate it. I'm sorry, I missed that. I really don't know XML all that well, but from what I read from the specs, it seems it's like, for instance, the ones that look, broken to the visually don't work under XML because it's very specific, meaning the programming is not forgiving when you make a mistake. So, any other questions? What time do we got? Quarter two. So I'm early. that's all I got. So. Thank you.